So when you came up with Spider-Man, the Iron Man, the Hulk, and other heroes, did you imagine they would live this long?
Absolutely not. I never for a minute thought that those characters would last, that decades later, I'd be interviewed at the BBC about them. All that happened was I would be writing the stories along with the artists we'd be working with, and we would all be hoping somebody would buy the comic books so that we could keep our jobs and pay the rent and not be thrown out on the street.
And for anyone who might want to follow in your footsteps, how do you create a superhero?
I wish there were a way to explain how to create a superhero, but I don't know what the formula is. I mean, I used a different formula with each one. Well, it's not just creating a superhero, it's how you create any story. You try to think of something that hasn't been done before, or you try to think of some story or some angle that has been done before, but find a different way to do it, approach it from a different angle. And then you try to make your characters interesting so that a reader will care about them. It's possible to write a fairly good story about reliable, good characters, but they're not interesting. Every character has to have some quirk or some special characteristic that makes people want to learn more about him or her. Now, I've told that story so often that for all I know, it might even be true. I would be sitting trying to think of an idea, and I saw a fly crawling on the wall, and I thought, wouldn't it be something if we had a hero who could crawl on walls like a fly? So I said, that's great. Now I need a name. I thought Flyman, but that didn't sound dramatic enough. And I went down on a list, and then I got the Spider-Man. And somehow it sounded a little scary, sounded impressive. Then I've always hated teenage sidekicks, like Robin for Batman or Bucky for Captain America. I always felt if I were a hero, I wouldn't hang around with some teenager. I wanted Spider-Man to be a teenager, but I'd make him a different guy. He wouldn't be a sidekick. He would be the hero. And again, to make him empathetic with the readers, I figured I would let him be not that good-looking, not that successful with girls. He doesn't have a lot of money. In fact, he doesn't have enough money. He's an orphan who lives with his aunt and uncle. I thought that would make him relatable to a lot of kids. When I wrote the Hulk, he was a guy about 7 feet and a half tall. But if you've seen the Hulk movie, he's about 20 feet tall. Apparently, they felt that made it more exciting for the audience. So you have to be prepared if you're somebody who does these things, that if they're adapted in another medium, in another form, there will be changes made. And you just have to hope the changes are good.